Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
God's Goodness, a reality better than a wish list, by Amy Tyson. I love Christmas. God's goodness shines in the celebrating. Glowing tree lights illuminate special old ornaments. Candlelight glints on red berries. Amid the winter darkness, everything is gauche and shiny and joyful. I pile Christmas books on the coffee table, we watch Elf, and my long-suffering family endures endless repetitions of carols from St. Paul's Cathedral. There's meal planning, card sending, and gifts. This, receiving gifts, is where my family's Christmas celebration can get derailed. Anyone else? We can begin to believe we should get precisely what we want. For all its convenience, the Amazon wish list can become a petty tyrant serving our bullying demands. This is self-focused, greedy rather than grateful. When it comes to Christmas presents, we can spot that. God's goodness amid suffering. But what about how we respond to the life God gives? We all live in a reality that, in some way, is not what we wanted. I never expected my husband to face young-onset Parkinson's disease, yet he does. I don't want to see him growing weaker, yet he is. You may not want to struggle against sexual sin or singleness or discontentment. And family gatherings can make the season extra difficult, highlighting estranged relationships, grief, or loneliness. In all this heartache, do we see God as the tight-fisted arbiter of our life's wish list, holding out on the good stuff? Or will we trust our Heavenly Father? God's goodness means that His plans are better than our wish list life, even when we can't see it and don't feel it. He is good. He's able and willing to do us good. Whether or not we believe this truth impacts everything. Four realities about God's providence nourish our belief. 1. God works for our good. You may be happily married or aching with loneliness, struggling to care for a gender dysphoric child or enjoying family life, daily fighting sexual sin or living victoriously. Whether you're facing the best or the worst things, God's word says, quote, "We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Romans 8:28. It's hard to think of trials as gifts in God's hands. And it's true that evil itself is evil. Yet God sovereignly works even evil things for good to His children. In this light, we can receive all things as gifts tailored to us from the wise hand of our good Father. "Do not mistake me," writes Puritan Thomas Watson. "I do not say that of their own nature the worst things are good, for they are a fruit of the curse. But though they are naturally evil, yet the wise overruling hand of God, disposing and sanctifying them, they are morally good." Close quote. Joseph answered his brothers, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Genesis 50, verse 20. What a mystery and miracle. In His providence, God fits our life's circumstances to purpose for us. Whatever the pain, your wise Father is using that very thing for good in your life. As William Cooper wrote, "Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy, and shall break in blessings on your head." 2. God gives what is necessary. Our Father also takes the worst things and uses them as medicine to refine us. Quote, out of the most poisonous drugs, God extracts our salvation, writes Watson. This is not an optional treatment. It's spiritual chemotherapy, a violent cure without which we die. Quote, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Close quote. 1 Peter 1:6 and 7. Our framework for this hard truth is the reality that our greatest need is spiritual. Apart from salvation in Christ, we are eternally lost. The best gifts of this world will vanish like mist in the morning sun. But Christ and Him growing ever dearer to us is everything we need for all eternity. Truly, anything that helps us let go of this passing world and cling to the one who lasts forever is essential medicine. 3. God gives abundantly. But this medicine is not only bitter. It also carries the sweetness of union with Christ and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Our Father is merciful and generous. He gives us Himself. He provides all we need each moment to walk through this veil of tears, and He is Himself our eternal, undefiled, unfading inheritance. 1 Peter 1, 3-5. Fernando Ortega's song, Give Me Jesus, says, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus. What better gift can we have for life and eternity than fellowship with our Savior? And believers, we have Jesus. He is ours and we are His, now and forever. Jesus walks with us. He does not leave us alone in our suffering, but comforts and guides us as our sympathetic high priest. In our suffering, Lord, give us Jesus. In our painful circumstances, our lost hopes, our discouragement, give us Jesus. 4. God gives what He requires. God delights to answer that prayer. Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. John 10:10-11. Our shepherd Savior is our hope and rest. In our sin and sorrow, we default to wish list thinking, but Jesus never did. We question our Father's character and work, but Jesus trusted His Father unto death. We are weak, but Jesus obeyed in perfect strength. And those who look to Him in faith are united with Him in His righteousness. This is good news. Even as we doubt, we receive Jesus' perfect track record and Jesus Himself. What can compare to this eternal reality? God is good. See the cross of Christ and the empty tomb for proof of God's goodness. Whatever you face today, your good, caring Father is working good for you in all things. And you're headed for an eternal glory more satisfying than any earthly wish list.